I want to now take you to an important story today, and that is a story, I think, of enormous success, but also challenge as well. If you think about what the electronics industry has had thrown at it in the past 12 months, now you're thinking here JB Hi-Fi, you're talking Harvey Norman, you're talking The Good Guys, you're thinking Bing Lee, you're thinking, of course, the demise of Dick Smith. I mean, that's a pretty big thing. But then on top of that, think about the second thing that happened in the past 12 months, and that is the Australian dollar. Over the past 12 or 18 months, has fallen by 25%. So for any of those electronic retailers bringing goods in from overseas, their prices have effectively risen by 25%. So something has got to give. So in the face of both the collapse of Dick Smith and in November and December, it became very aggressive as it was desperate to try and get rid of its stock and get cash flow through the door to keep itself alive. It meant it was trying to compete on price with all of those other big electronic retailers. So then to come out and see today that JB Hi-Fi in the past 6 months has increased its sales by 7.7% and also seen its net profit after tax up 7.5% to $95.2 million means that something is happening at JB Hi-Fi. Now, as you know, we've covered JB Hi-Fi here on Money News for many, many years and always told you just how it has been able to maintain these incredible growth rates. Let's now get the chief executive of JB Hi-Fi, Richard Murray, on the line. And Richard, look, it's a strong result, but given what Dick Smith was doing, given also the fall in the Aussie dollar, it's pretty amazing to consider you're able to still get this growth.
Thanks, Ross, for your time. Look, yeah, it is a pleasing result. I think when I spoke to you late last year when some of that news hit the wire, you know, it was a pretty uncertain time. But we are pleased that sticking to a strong promotional plan and continuing to deliver to customers every day, we feel we're well rewarded in the Christmas period.
Okay, so just explain, what were the conditions like as Dick Smith started to try and effectively destock itself and get rid of that stock in November and December? It must have been pretty tough out there.
Oh, actually, I think the challenge they had, as most of us recognise, was it was a lot of private label stock they had, and that really didn't resonate with customers. I think customers in our space want the now product, the latest technology, at great prices, and that's what JB's been all about. So that equity with the customers around, I have no doubt some went into their stores and you know, were underwhelmed by the value or the quality of stock. And you know, we really didn't miss a beat during that period, which says to me that we had the right stock in the right place.
Okay, because that's the key, isn't it? Because many of the products that you have in store, really, if you think about the way in which new models come through, it might be 6-12 months maximum that they're really relevant. And so as a result, you've got to continue to turn this stock over the whole time. That's one of the keys in what really is a business with wafer-thin margins.
Yeah, I mean, and often, Ross, you don't even have that 6 to 12 month luxury. I mean, we cycle laptop releases 3 or 4 times a year. So yes, there are maybe some big model releases, but the reality is, you know, we're turning over our laptops every 6 weeks, and you know, that's how you deal with exchange rate price movements. As you sort of move through that stock quickly, you can deal with price movements. Now, suppliers need to support us with that, but you know, customers want the right price every day, not all. I mean, when you see something like Windows 10 coming through with the new computers, you know, they don't want the old model, they want the new model.
So given that you say that suppliers must support you with that, they must supply you with the stock, does that mean that they have to support you with the price, or do you wear the price, or is it the consumer ultimately that has to wear the price?
For us, the reality is we are a price taker. So suppliers with the manufacturing margins really determine the price of the goods, and they're acutely aware of what we need to play in the retail market and what margin we make. It's quite well telegraphed. So, you know, in computers, it's single-digit margins. So we can't afford to discount on our own books. Suppliers work with us to create value.
So therefore, you have to pass that along to the consumer. Is there a point at which you think that the consumer becomes resistant to price for many of these items of technology?
Well, it's a great question. The challenge is at times when we saw you know, new TV models came out or new panels came out significantly more expensive and it really hurt volume. Other changes, you know, when it's a hot product like a new iPhone, customers, you know, their desire to have a new phone tends to transcend the price increase. So it's not one answer. It's probably just due to our desire to have the latest product. Sometimes we'll take it on the chin and other times it slows slows down volume.
Take me to one other aspect right now, because I would have imagined right now that the last thing that, you know, your sector and you as a company would want is any big change in the GST, the goods and services tax. If that rises from 10 to 15%, plenty of people are saying it will hit retail right between the eyes. What's your attitude about, you know, the changes in tax that might be coming and therefore any potential change in the GST?
I'm loath to be too much of a political commentator, but I mean, the harsh reality for us is I'm sure a change in the GST would hurt in the short term. I mean, you'd probably have some good sales on the way in, and it would hurt after the change. But ultimately, I'm a big fan of good public policy that drives the strong economy. And I think the challenge we've had over the years has been when governments of both persuasions have tried to get change through the Senate, they might only get half their measures through. So if you could get all the measures through, and you know, GST was offset with income tax cuts, or be that as it may, and the full package went through, maybe that would be a better outcome. But if we just wear one side of the pain and don't get the upside that grows the economy, then we're in trouble.
Okay, just go back one last question on Dick Smith and the implications. Let's say, for example, Dick Smith in the hands of receivers, decisions have to be made, meetings have now been deferred. But if it happens to be that Dick Smith does not survive in the space that you're in electronic consumer retail, does it actually make a big difference to the market that you operate in?
Look, they're a relatively small player in the industry, but you know, there's $1.2 billion worth of sales out there, and we'd like to get a disproportionate share. So we'd be looking to do what we do every day, which is have great offers out there and make sure that customers see the reason to come and shop at JB Hi-Fi. And I think that investment in the equity, the relationship with our customer every day has meant when people get up in the morning and go, where am I going to shop consumer electronics? We do disproportionately well, and any customers that want an opportunity to experience that, you know, they'd be welcome at JB.
In the meantime, your big growth coming is in home appliances, small appliances. Margins there are bigger. There's competition, but certainly the margins are there.
Look, small appliances particularly is you know, more of an impulse, but a more frequent purchase. You know, all the mixers, the blenders, the health blenders and coffee machines is a very now product. The bulkier goods like fridges and washing machines, you know, they're not as frequently shopped. So, you know, our strength in sort of that cash and carry product is helping us. You know, we're selling a lot of small appliances, but that's also helping us show customers the expanded range in our home stores of the bulkier goods. So when they need a new fridge or a new washing machine, they can come to us.
Tell you what, $4.6 billion is what that appliance market is worth, and that's the reason why JB Hi-Fi is looking at it right now. The chief executive of JB Hi-Fi on a good day, given adverse conditions, Richard Murray, we appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, Roy.